This is a trigger warning that the following podcast talks about eating disorders. If this affects you, please see the show notes for resources.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Do you know what you're not going to excuse today? That's right, eating with Ali and listening to this episode. Hi, welcome back to another episode of the Eat with Ali podcast. How are you today? I'm doing great, thank you so much for asking. I currently have my little puppy sitting on my lap and she's adorable as always. In today's episode, we're going to talk all about making excuses, and making excuses prevents us from recovering from our eating disorder. And do you know why? Yep, because we're making excuses for why we are not taking the steps to recover. Have a think about it. If you are trying to recover right now, are you making excuses? In today's episode, I will help you understand when it is that you are making excuses, and then of course how to stop making excuses, because if you make the excuses, you're never going to recover. Recovering involves making changes in your habits and your behaviors and your ways of thinking. And to do that, you are going to have to go through a lot of hard work, dedication, and consistency, of course, and of course stepping out of your comfort zone as well. And all of these tasks can be scary, especially if it's not something you're familiar with. And so it's much easier just to stay in your comfort zone and not try to make these changes. And when these changes that you're hoping to make aren't being actioned, most likely you are giving yourself an excuse as to why you didn't make that step or make that change today, or whenever it is that you have tried to make that change. So, in other words, our excuses is pretty much a cop-out for making changes, positive changes. Because to change habits, it takes a lot of work and dedication. So buckle up, we're going to be talking about what an excuse is, the difference between excuse and reason, why we make excuses, and why it's important to stop making excuses. And then yes, that's right, you guessed it, how to stop making excuses. And I'm also very proud of myself this week for still working on my sleeping habits. Honestly, it's been tough. I feel like I've had a headache every single day, because I'm trying to wake up at the same time and it's getting difficult, so difficult that one night I fell asleep at about 6 or 7 p.m. face down on the couch. I looked like a pencil and I just fell asleep. So anyways, I try to wake up at the same time every day and that is making me very, 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 very tired on some nights. So I literally fell asleep on the couch in the strangest position, and I'm not sure how I managed to keep breathing because my nose was literally against the couch. But I went from the couch to my bed because I asked my boyfriend to crack my back, and then I fell asleep in the exact same position, but this time on the bed. And I do this weird thing, I don't know if anyone else can relate to this, but it's like I feel like I lied to myself. I said I'm going to close my eyes just for a few minutes, yeah, just a quick shut of the eyes. And next minute, I woke up the next day. So, funny how I said last week that I haven't missed a meditation session in a very long time. I only missed it once. Yep, well, that's been moved up another tally because I fell asleep and did not wake up till the next day. And I immediately woke up and I was like, I need to meditate. And so I did. So to start today's episode off, what is an excuse? What does an excuse mean? Well, an excuse is something we use to deflect blame. An excuse is used to avoid responsibility. the blame is being shifted and responsibility for a failure, quote unquote failure, something that hasn't gone the way you wanted to or something hasn't been taken action of, is avoided. Also, when there's an excuse, that means we avoid the responsibility to learn from that quote unquote failure. Because if you're not taking responsibility for whatever actions weren't done or for whatever happened, then that means you're not taking any responsibility and you're making an excuse instead. So when you're making an excuse, you're convincing yourself that you could not change the outcome. And therefore, excuses prevent us from growing. So when someone is making an excuse, the blame is attempted to be put on another person or another circumstance, rather than taking accountability and responsibility for your own actions. And most of the time, excuses are actually very illogical and irrational. And this is because these excuses have been made by a person to get away from a problem. So if we are making an excuse, we are trying to deflect the blame from ourselves and not take responsibility. Therefore, this is different to having reason. So reason is to have cause or an explanation. Unlike an excuse, a reason is usually logical, rational, and objective. A reason is not used to save oneself, rather to explain a situation. So in the same way that we could use an excuse to explain a quote-unquote failure for something, reasons can also be used to do the same thing. So if we accept our responsibility to something, that is having reasons. And when we have reasons, we can learn from it. So if I was to give you an example in terms of an eating disorder situation, let's give the scenario of you trying to stop binge eating. And you've eaten a meal, and you've overate, you're in the guilt cycle at the moment, and then you go and purge out the food. So if you were going to give an excuse about the situation, you could say something like, oh, I was at a restaurant, so there was no way for me to pre-portion food. Oh, I was eating at home, and I hadn't bought the smaller plates and bowls yet, so I wasn't able to have a smaller portion. Or even I was watching the latest episode of my favorite TV show and I got so distracted because it was such an intense episode that I overate and didn't realize how much I ate. These are all excuses. When in reality, if you were out in a restaurant, you could have asked for a spare plate or a takeaway container and put aside the amount of food that you know would have made you extra full and feel extra guilty for eating. Or if you were eating at home, and you hadn't had the time to pre-purchase smaller bowls and plates, well, you could have at least attempted to put less on your serving bowl. Or if you were watching your favorite TV show, you should have known that that's not mindful eating if you were trying to start mindfully eating, because watching your favorite TV show is going to be a distraction. And maybe you already knew that going into watching the show, but you ignored that voice in your head that was only trying to help you. And look, we all make mistakes. Reasoning doesn't mean you're absolutely perfect. It just means that you're not putting the blame onto someone else or another circumstance. You're taking responsibility. So with all of those counter statements I just made, those are your reasonings for taking the actions that you did. Your reason for binge eating wasn't because you were out in public, or it wasn't because you didn't have certain bowls. Smaller bowls definitely help stop the binge eating. However, if you haven't had the time to go and purchase those smaller bowls yet, it doesn't mean that you can try to make do with what you have at the moment. And if you wanted to watch your favorite TV show, your reason for overeating whilst watching this TV show wasn't because it was so intense. It was because you weren't mindfully eating and you were focusing on something else. And you could have watched it after if you wanted to eat at the moment. So to improve on all of these scenarios, you cannot make excuses. You need to have reason and you need to take that responsibility. And by taking responsibility, you can learn from it and do better next time. You can go purchase those smaller bowls. You can ask for a takeaway container before you start eating. You can eat before or after your favorite TV show was on. You accepted responsibility for what actions you took that led to binging and purging. You're not giving yourself a hard time, but you're learning from a situation that happened and you're trying to do better. So in both scenarios, the same thing happens, but one, you are accepting the reason for you taking certain action, and the other one is you trying to make an excuse for something that deep down you know you probably could have handled better. Either way, you should not be beating yourself up for anything. Learn from your actions, forgive yourself, and try to be better. But you can't be better if you keep excusing your actions and your behaviors. You are not taking responsibility when you make excuses. So stop it! So to summarize, an excuse shifts the focus from your sense of self to issues that are less central to you. It's your subconscious trying to protect you from being attacked or being criticized, even if it's just from yourself. When in reality, either way, you should not be bringing yourself down for doing something. Learn from it. If you have feelings of shame, then use that as a sign that something needs to be changed. But don't bring yourself down for doing something. Just learn from it. Learn from your mistakes. Don't excuse them because you won't be able to learn from something that you're not even taking responsibility for. So then you have your reason, which is a logical explanation or cause of something. But the main difference that I want you to take away between excuse and reasoning is that one of them, which is reason, is that you take responsibility for your actions. So why is it that we make excuses? Well, there could be a lot of reasons. Fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of success even, fear of change, fear of uncertainty, fear of making mistakes, fear of change, even having a lack of confidence or having a lack of purpose. So if we dive deeper into some of these reasons, if you fear uncertainty, uncertainty comes with our comfort zone. We fear uncertainty and the unknown because we don't know what we don't know, in other words. So to avoid pain or discomfort, we stick to what we know. Did you notice that almost all of these reasons had to do with fear? Yep, because fear traps us in our comfort zone. And usually we don't have enough of an understanding or enough information or experience or even perspective on what it is that we are fearing. Which is why it is so important for us to step out of our comfort zone, so that we face our fears and we realize that we're stronger than our fears. And this will only come if we stop making excuses for not stepping out of our comfort zone and go and step out of our comfort zone. So if we confront what we're afraid of, we're not only stepping out of our comfort zone, but we are also turning our what ifs into our reality. What if I just tried this? What if I just try to recover? Well, you can find out if you just try. Another reason why you could be making excuses in your life is because you are comparing yourself to others and/or you have self-doubt. So maybe you're making excuses because you're trying to avoid feeling underestimated or judged or criticized by others. Once again, this relates to fear, but it also has to do with your self-doubt and your belief in yourself. That is why it is so important to grow your self-love. The more you grow your self-love, the more you are building your confidence and your belief in yourself. Or maybe you're making excuses because simply you're procrastinating or feeling lazy. But normally when we do procrastinate or choose laziness in a situation, we end up feeling pretty bad about it and we start regretting it or even start to feel panicked because a deadline is coming closer and no action has been made to complete whatever needs to be done. So procrastination and laziness is actually a very common reason why we make excuses. And that needs to change. And maybe another reason why you're making excuses is because you feel like you're not ready. But hey, here's a little secret for you. We will never be 100% ready for anything. And if you try to wait for that feeling of being ready, well, then you're never really stepping out of your comfort zone, are you? Because to step out of your comfort zone, you were doing what scares you and what feels unfamiliar to you. And you can't be ready for that. You need to face your fears. Of course, you can try to prepare yourself more for something, but it's also good just to take that leap of faith and try. If you aim to learn more about yourself and find out exactly what works best for you, you are going to have to experiment for that. So of course, if you want to prepare yourself a bit, you can write down all of the different ways that you feel like will help support you in recovering from your eating disorder or whatever else it is that you're trying to achieve. But even in this list that you write, you might find that none of those ways ended up helping you. So sometimes you just got to take that leap of faith. So yes, we're not going to be 100% ready for anything. So it's easy then to make an excuse and be like, oh, I don't feel ready for this. I'll try when I'm ready, but hey, we're never gonna be ready. And remember that you can never fail if you're trying something. You can learn what doesn't work for you. Sure, that's why I keep saying quote unquote failure, because as long as you are trying and you're learning and you're experiencing and you're trying to better yourself, how can you fail? If you look at it as maybe that technique or that strategy failed for you, fine, but that doesn't mean you're a failure. That just means that this particular way of thinking or what task you're doing doesn't work for you. Fine, whatever. But if you're trying and learning and experiencing new things to better yourself, well, I see nothing but goodness in that. You're trying to better yourself. Maybe you keep making excuses because you're set in your ways. You're set in your current way of thinking and you're set in your current way of behaving and reacting to things. Maybe you've convinced yourself that you're not able to change. But if this is your mindset, I want you to bring it back to the question that I've asked in other episodes. Are you not changing because you can't or because you won't? Yes, making changes and changing habits takes time and is challenging. It takes commitment, but it makes you stronger and more capable and believe in yourself more. If you've convinced yourself that it is impossible for you to change, whether you've tried no ways at all to try and help yourself and you've just convinced yourself already that you cannot change, or maybe you've tried a few different ways to recover or a few different attempts to recover and you haven't seen any improvement, so you believe that you cannot change and you might as well just accept your current life and the fate that you have right now. Well, first of all, if you haven't even tried at all, go and try. And if you've tried a few different ways or maybe just a few different attempts and you haven't seen any changes as of yet, well, you most likely either haven't remained consistent long enough to see changes, because you can't just do it a few times and expect everything to change. To change your mindset takes a lot of time. Not a few days, not a few weeks, especially if you're doing it just on and off, but just pure consistency. You will see those changes, but you cannot give up, especially not so early in. Or if you feel like you have been attempting it for a very long time, I trust that you will give yourself a fair and inexcusable assessment on that, especially after this episode. Well, then I'm going to bring it back to maybe you need to try a different tip. There are so many different types of ways and strategies that you can try to heal. And maybe one doesn't work for you. That is fine. But go try something else. Remember, you can't fail if you keep on trying. You'll only be failing if you fail to take action. Just like coriander isn't for everyone. Or literally anything else. Not everyone likes the same things. Maybe this specific technique does not work for you, so go and try something else. Do not give up on yourself. And don't use being set in your ways as an excuse, because you can change. You just need to make those changes to get to a better place. Not just say that you can't, because in reality, most likely, it's because you won't.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And lastly, maybe you are making excuses because you are not feeling motivated. But I want you to remember that we're not always going to feel motivated either way. Most of us have days where we are feeling super motivated and ready to challenge the world. But we all of us have those days where we're like, I can't be fucked to get out of bed. I do not want to do anything today. So the first thing that I want you to remember if you feel like you're not motivated, which is why you're using excuses, is that we're not always going to be motivated. So it's important to bring your focus back as to why you are trying to make these changes. So not just what is it that you were trying to do, but why. The why is so important, and it's what's going to remind you to keep going and to push yourself. Don't let familiarity get the best of you. Just don't. And the other thing that I want you to do is to acknowledge that we're not always going to be motivated. If you're waiting to feel motivated to take action, well, when you're not feeling motivated, well, then you're probably not going to do anything on those days when you're feeling motivated. If you're waiting for motivation to go and take action as often as you can without having motivation as your requirement to take action. Your condition should not be something that you know will not always be around. Of course, on the days when you feel motivated, fuck yeah, you're gonna have an even better day. Your tasks may come more naturally and exciting to you, but as we've just discussed, that's not always going to be the case. So don't make your prerequisite motivation, because it's not always going to be there. It's more important for you to be able to adapt to when you're feeling motivated and when you're not, with the end goal always being the same, to recover, or whatever it is that you are trying to achieve. And of course, to not make excuses. So I want you to have a think about this. Are you making excuses because you were thinking with fear? Fear of the unknown or the uncertainty of something, fear of judgment, fear of criticism, or fear of failure, something to do with fear. Are you making excuses because you have self-doubt or have a lack of confidence or belief in yourself? Are you making excuses because you're procrastinating or you're just being lazy? Are you making excuses because you believe that you're not ready, even though we're never 100% ready for anything? Are you making excuses because you're set in your ways and you just have convinced yourself that you can't do this, you can't make these changes? Or is it because you won't? Are you making excuses to take action because you're waiting for motivation, or you just don't feel motivation at all? Well, motivation is not always going to be there. If you're not feeling it at all, it's time to grow that self-love so that you start feeling inspired and excited to better yourself and your life and your well-being. But if you're just waiting for motivation to take action, well, when you could be making changes every day using consistency and stepping out of your comfort zone, and you're choosing to wait for motivation, which won't always be there, well, you could make so much more progress by just taking action and remembering why you were doing what you're doing. And of course, acknowledging that we're not always going to feel motivation. If, however, you do feel like your problem is that you just have no motivation in general, well, when I felt no motivation, I was very down and felt very low about myself overall. So that's why, first of all, I'm saying that self-love is very important, because that's going to help you believe in yourself and want better for yourself, which is a big part of where motivation comes from. But I'll make a whole episode dedicated to building and finding that motivation. However, I want you to keep in mind that we're not always going to feel motivated either way. So it's more important to be focused on your end goal rather than wait around to feel a certain way, feeling motivated, to take action. So why is it so important for us to stop making excuses? Well, besides the fact that it's going to prevent us from reaching our full potential, making excuses also holds us back from recognizing our strengths and opportunities that we have. And it stops us from challenging ourselves and, of course, stepping out of our comfort zone. So it's important for us to stop making excuses, because if we keep making excuses, we're going to build our self-doubt within ourselves. We're going to have a lack of responsibility, and we're not going to grow as a person. We're going to make more irrational thoughts, and we're going to always just have what-if scenarios because we're never actioning anything. So ask yourself, what excuses am I making? Why am I making these excuses? If I keep making these excuses, what will my life look like? What will I be settling for? If I stop making these excuses, what could my life look like? What could change? What are these excuses preventing me from achieving? Wouldn't it be better to one day look back at your life and not have all of these what-if questions? You don't want to one day regret never taking action. Wouldn't it be better to at least know in future whether or not it works out, that you tried, that you consistently took action to make changes, and you saw what it looked like on the other side? You can reach your full potential, but you need to stop making excuses if you want to get there. So what excuses are you using right now to stop yourself from recovering? What is it? What excuses are you using to step out of your comfort zone? Or to remain consistent at something? What are you excusing? What same thought patterns and actions and behaviors are you taking part of that are preventing you from growing, that are keeping you using your excuses as your scapegoat? What are they? And with that, let's go into how to stop making excuses. The first thing that I want you to do is pretty straightforward, but also we forget to do it. It's to listen to your inner self. What is it in your life that you are avoiding dealing with? And of course, what are you excusing? What is it that is making you anxious? What is making your heart start to sink? When you listen to your inner self, this is when it comes to the can'ts and the won'ts. What is it that you actually can't action? And what is it that you won't action? I want you to sit long and hard and assess with yourself what of everything we were talking about before, about why people make excuses. And I want you to think what reasons, plural, is making you excuse your actions or behaviors or whatever it is. Listen to your inner voice. And honestly, a great way to do this is going to be to meditate. Yep, that's right, I said it again. Meditate. My next tip is to set yourself some goals. Your short-term goals and your long-term goals. Your long-term goal, for example, would be to recover from your eating disorder. Your short-term goals are the steps that is going to get you there. Literally, one of those goals could be going and purchasing those smaller bowls and plates. One of those goals could be to be consistent with not watching TV whilst you eat so you can practice mindfully eating. And you're setting these smaller goals along the way so that you can see the progress that you are making. You can tick, you can highlight these goals, you can clap every time you reach one. So not only is this going to show your progress that you are making, but along the way you are going to feel so much stronger and feel more confident in your ability. You are seeing that you are capable of reaching your goals. And it's you that is making yourself reach these goals by putting in that consistency and hard work. So these small goals, maybe set it to achieve one of these smaller goals or short-term goals every week or so. Whatever seems manageable for you, but also shows that you are pushing yourself to get somewhere. And these short-term goals or smaller goals should be very specific. Don't keep it broad, but have a very strong focus so that you know exactly what you are trying to achieve. If it changes along the way, fine, fair enough, good for you. But have a starting point so that you know exactly what it is that you are trying to work on, so you know where to start, or you know different types of ways that you want to try and experiment your way to get to that goal. So set those goals and tick them off. You are the one making the progress, and you're going to be proud of yourself for making that progress. And this will also help you realize when you are making excuses not to reach these goals. Journal it all down. Be real with yourself. Just be real. If you made an excuse for one day for not doing a certain goal or certain task, then write it down. Write why. Write what stopped you from achieving this task for the day and how you were feeling at the time and also how you are feeling now. Write it all down. You can also see your progress that way. The next thing that I want you to do is be kind and patient with yourself and learn how to pick yourself up instead of knocking yourself down. Take responsibility from your mistakes. Learn from your mistakes. But then, pick yourself up from it and move the fuck on. Do not beat yourself up for it. Do not say, I'm worthless, I can't do it, I fucked up again. When you speak to yourself like that, you are not only discouraging yourself from wanting to try again, but you're also creating this fucked up mindset in your mind. You shouldn't talk to anyone like that, let alone yourself. Be kind because you're the one that has to put in this work to achieve your goals and to change habits and mindsets. So if you talk to yourself like that, what the fuck? What do you expect is going to happen? You're just putting yourself down. Making mistakes is a time to learn about yourself and how you want to improve and who you want to be. If you make a mistake, learn from it and let it go. Because remember, pain has a purpose, but suffering is a choice. We cannot avoid the feelings of pain. However, we can avoid suffering, and it is us that chooses to suffer. It is you that chooses to suffer or learn from your mistakes and move on. The next thing that I want you to do is to stop comparing yourself to others. Maybe you're comparing yourself to someone that has already achieved or is closer to achieving something that you want to achieve. And you know what? That doesn't fucking matter. Still work on whatever it is that you want to achieve. Don't even, unless you're going to ask them for some helpful advice, like, oh, what's some nice tips on how you got to where you are? If you're not going to do that, or you're not looking for some helpful inspiration, then get that shit out of your head. What a waste of time. For sure, be proud of everyone else's accomplishments, but don't let that take it away from your own accomplishments. And don't think, oh, someone else has gotten there first. That means I cannot and I will not achieve this anymore. Everyone's life is different. Everyone works to things at a different pace. Everyone gets there in different ways. So congrats and all to them, but that has nothing to do with you. So unless they're a nice person and they're going to help give some inspiration to you, it might even turn out that the way they got to where they want to be is not how you want to, or the way that will help you get there as well. And remember that comparison is the goddamn killer of joy. We are all different and we are all unique, and we're going to grow at different times and at different stages, and just remember that you are your own person and you should embrace that. And this is when self-love will become really handy, because you're going to be like, yeah, well, great for them, but you know what? I'm on my own journey and I still believe I can get to where I want to be. Be on your own journey and be proud of your own success and fuck the rest off, okay? Honestly, comparison is the thief of bloody joy. So stop it. And so you know what? To change that mindset, here's a new mindset for you. Put this on a t-shirt. If others can do it, and if others have done it, then why can't you? The answer is you can. It's how I was just saying that if you were comparing yourself to others, if you were getting inspiration from them, fuck yes. And if not, then no, stop it. So this kind of ties into comparing yourself. If there are people that inspire you, think, if they can do it, then why can't I? Because you can. You can do it. I want you to start realizing that you are capable of doing things and stop hiding behind excuses. Once you start realizing that you are actually capable of making these changes, then you will start making these changes and stop excusing the fact that someone is miles away ahead, just like if you're comparing. Or the fact that maybe you've tried a few times and you're not where someone else is, but just think, if they got there, then so can you. Maybe at a different pace, maybe in a different way, but it doesn't mean that you can't get there. You can get to where you want to be, but you need to believe in yourself and you need to be consistent. What I also want you to do is to be aware of the perpetual procrastination loop. The first step is when you set a goal and then you avoid taking the action. So then you get into a rut, then you make an excuse, and then repeat. Does that sound familiar? Once you realize that this is a habit of yours, if it is, the easier you can get out of it. But first you need to acknowledge it. And what is going to help you get out of this loop and horrible cycle is to take action every day. These are the short-term parts of your goals, the soft versus the bold actions. Try to do things every day that is going to help you reach your goal. To reach your goals, you need to break away from the procrastination loop. Get out of it. And first, be aware of it. That's going to help you a lot. You need to be aware and acknowledge what it is that is holding you back. What I also want you to do is to be able to take responsibility. Be aware and acknowledge that you are the one that is in control of your actions. If you're not doing something, it's because you're not doing something. Yeah, that's right. You have the choice to try and recover and to take those steps to recover, because to recover, you are going to have to take actions to get yourself there. So no matter what has happened to you in the past or how you feel now, to change your future, that is up to you and no one else. You have to make those changes. So get with it, get a grip, and acknowledge and accept that you are the one that has to take responsibility. The actions that you take now will determine your future. And if you want a recovered future, well, go do something about that now. What I also want you to do is to start accepting uncertainty. Part of stepping out of your comfort zone means that you are going to enter a world of the unknown, and that can be scary. And this is where excuses come in, because uncertainty is scary for people. And because you're not used to these sort of things, you're probably going to scare yourself and overthink and question and worry about something that hasn't happened yet. But to be ambitious and to change your outcomes, you will feel a bit uncomfortable in being in unfamiliar territory. So I want you to truly acknowledge that there will be uncertainty as you make these changes, and to stop making excuses because you fear uncertainty. Accept the uncertainty, and then you can't excuse it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Another thing that I want you to do to stop making excuses is to remember why you started. When you're thinking about making an excuse instead of taking an action, think back before you make that excuse and think, why is it that I'm doing this in the first place? What am I trying to excuse right now? What action am I trying to excuse right now? If you're excusing taking a step towards your recovery, think about why it is that you've decided you want to recover. Have you realized that your mental health is off the fucking charts? Have you realized that your physical health is taking a toll and needs to be looked after? What is it and why is it that you were trying to recover in the first place? So when you want to make that excuse, think back to your reasons why and push yourself to keep going. Don't let yourself give up. What I also want you to do when you're trying to make excuses for something is to use your excuse as a sign. Why are you trying to excuse this right now? Is there an underlying issue? You can bring it back to what we were talking about earlier, about reasons why people make excuses. Is it any of those reasons? Why are you making an excuse right now? Find the root of your cause and find that deep underlying issue that is making you want to make an excuse in the first place. Familiarize yourself with what it is that is making you tick, that is making you try to make these excuses to stop yourself from taking action. You can keep a logbook of every time that you realized you've made an excuse so that you can look back and see if there's any sort of pattern and find the root of the cause and dig it up and throw it out because it is stopping you from taking action. So keep note of every time that you are making an excuse and look for that pattern. And really get to know yourself along the way as well and see what it is that is making you tick. So then you can move past this and get rid of whatever factor or factors that are influencing you to make excuses. Now, when you make excuses, you're not looking deep into why you've made this mistake or why you made that choice because you're excusing your actions. So if you keep blaming others or you keep blaming external circumstances as to why you haven't done something or why something bad has happened, then you're never going to learn about what you could have done better. So instead of making excuses, I want you to try to look at a lesson for everything. When you feel like something hasn't gone right, and deep down you probably do know if it hasn't gone right, I want you to look for a lesson and not an excuse. Literally, write this down as well. Write what excuse you were going to give, and then next to it, write what the lesson you've learned from it. Take some responsibility! And I also want to make sure that you are trying to get a nice support system. Be a great support to others, and also have a nice one in return. And that support system can be your friends, your family, a counselor, whoever you feel comfortable to talk to. And that goes hand in hand with avoiding excuses. If you have people in your life that are just constantly like, oh, I didn't do this because of that, or it was my fault, but this happened there. Oh, I could do that, but you know what? Don't really feel like it. Well, that's not very inspiring. You want to be inspired and inspiring. And of course, you can try to help someone point out if you feel like they're making an excuse, but if they're not ready to listen, you need to surround yourself with people that are also taking action. And you know what? You're probably going to end up inspiring those that are making excuses to no longer make excuses. And there you go. You're being inspiring. Go and take that action, stop making excuses, and then go encourage people around you that you care about to do the same. Just by them watching you take action, you will encourage and inspire. All because you started actioning the shit in your life that you know you need to do, and you got rid of the excuses. What I also want you to do is to stop ending your statements with "but." Oh, I'd really like to try to mindfully eat, but my favorite TV show, the new episode, just got released today. No. I'd really like to mindfully eat. Full stop. Go do it. Go do it. Do you know what you're doing when you get rid of the "but" in your statements? Yeah, that's right. You are teaching your mind to focus on the plan, to reach your goal, and to avoid your excuses. Cut out your "but" and focus on your goal. And to end these tips off really sweetly, so sweet, I want you to start believing in yourself. Self-love will of course help with this, but I want you to believe in yourself. Believe in your capability. Believe in just how strong and powerful you are. And the more that you action both your soft and your bold actions, you are going to realize just how capable you are. So keep working on all of your goals, both the goals that seem big and those that seem small too. Just work on them all. And celebrate all of your wins, all of the big and the small too. Just build up that enthusiasm and belief in yourself. And you really will even want to start taking more steps out of your comfort zone because you can see the results. You start to see the results with consistency. And then you start feeling a change in your mindset and a change in your life that you're going to start believing in yourself more and your capability. And you're going to keep actioning and challenging yourself with greater things. So go believe in yourself. I know I do. Believe in yourself. Do it. Do it. And with that, let me summarize all of the ways that will help you to stop making excuses. Now we have number one, listen to your inner self. Number two is to set yourself short-term and long-term goals. Also the soft and bold actions. Number three is to learn and pick yourself up when you make mistakes, not bring yourself down. Number four is to not compare yourself to others. Stop comparing. Be inspired for sure, but do not bring yourself down for not being someone else. You are you and you are awesome, okay? Number five is to have the mindset that if others can do it, then so can you, because that is true. Number six is to be aware of the perpetual procrastination loop and take action every day to get out of that loop. Number seven is to take responsibility for your actions. Take responsibility. Number eight is to accept the uncertainty. Accept it, welcome it along, and be okay with that. The next step is to remember why you started. And bring yourself back to that reason why to keep yourself pushing through the tougher times and through those times when you do feel less motivated, because we're not always going to feel motivated. Tip number 10 is to use your excuses as signals. Signals that you're trying to avoid something, or why is it that you are making these excuses? Tip number 11 is to find the lesson in everything. Tip number 12 is to have support. Tip number 13 is to avoid other excuses. Tip number 14 is to stop ending your statements with "but." And tip number 15 is to believe in yourself. So you know what you have to do? That's right. Stop making excuses and start taking action. Stop the excuses. Stop filling your head with crap for reasons why you can't do things when you really can do it. You can do anything that you set your mind to. So stop excusing your behavior, okay? Learn the difference between when you are making an excuse versus when reasons are actually justified, okay? Yes, sometimes things do get in our way. Sometimes we can't control it. Say you've become really consistent with running because you've put in that consistent effort and now it's become a healthy habit of yours. And one day it starts absolutely hailing and thunderstorming and you can't run that morning, at least outside. And you drive to a nice spot and all of a sudden the hail has ruined your windscreen wipers and now you can't drive to the place you want to drive to. So if you don't go for the run that morning, that's not an excuse. You have a justified reason as to why you couldn't go for that run. So I want you to take away from this, when you are actually making excuses, when you formed habits and one day you might skip out on something for good reason, and you can determine that, versus when you are making an excuse. And if you feel like you keep making these excuses, which are stopping you from taking action, well, now you can determine when it is that you're making an excuse and then how to stop making excuses, okay? Stop making the excuses. Stop it. Okay? Because your excuses are holding you back from recovering and they are holding you back from forming healthy habits and they are holding you back from taking action and being consistent and stepping out of your comfort zone. So stop the excuses and instead, why don't you eat with Allie?